This is breaking news right here from WCRS in Greenwood, South Carolina. I've got our state treasurer on the line with us, Curtis Loftus, and he is here for a special announcement. Curtis is having a baby tomorrow. How you doing, Curtis?
No, don't wish that on me now. I'm all right. In fact, I'm looking for my cheat sheet so that I know what I'm supposed to talk about. I got a mess on my desk, sister.
Yeah, I understand, but it's a big day because of 529, baby day, right?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Anybody who has a baby in South Carolina tomorrow, anywhere in the state, if you have a baby, we'll open a future scholar program, a scholarship account for them, put $529 in it, and it's free. We start it, we do the work for you, and then you have that for when your kid gets ready to go to college. Of course, you get to add to it. It's a lot of fun because on May the 29th, which is 529, yes, what all these plans were named after, our Future Scholar Program just likes to celebrate it. It's a fun thing to do. You know, we write that check for $529 and put it into the account. And then folks can get their family and friends to, you know, help save money for college. The Future Scholar account is so important.
It is important, and you know, I think the neat thing about it is it is something that everybody can contribute to, and gosh, Curtis, if you start when the child is born, you're going to have a lot of money saved up.
That's exactly right. That's the whole key. You know, college is just getting more and more expensive, and I don't see any changing of that. So if you want to help your child have that gift of education, the Future Scholar program is by far the best. And, you know, it works like a IRA. It's you put money in and that you get a tax deduction on your state income tax, but it's by putting money in the account. So if you and then that money is invested, it grows, and over the lifetime of the account, it grows tax-free. And if you understand how investments work, when you don't have to pay that tax every year on the investment, that money is reinvested, so it's like compounding. It just grows and grows and grows. And then when you go to college, you pull that money out, and it's tax-free again. So you've beaten the tax man three different times, and that money's been allowed to grow. You can go to any 2 or 4 year accredited college in South Carolina or in the country. And there are about 600 colleges around the world. So it's a wonderful way to help save for college and make sure that your child can afford to go.
Well, and the thing about it is, like you said, grandparents, relatives can put money into that. So when they want to make a contribution to that child's future, what a great way to do it. Instead of giving the child cash, right, that they just go blow, put that money that 529.
Well, and you know, how many times have you bought a present for a niece or a nephew or a grandkid that, you know, they've got everything. They don't need that much. So you can stay at home. If you're good with computers, you can just do it right online. And the person who makes the contribution gets the tax deduction. So instead of getting in your car and driving to Walmart, you know, having to pay gas, and you get to Walmart and you got to pay sales tax on that blue sweater, and the kid's already got three blue sweaters, right? So you get to stay at home, you make that tax deductible check from there. You know, the Future Scholar Program in South Carolina is blessed because the General Assembly has given us that tax deduction on the contributions, and that means, you know, you really can save meaningful money. A lot of people put $50 a month in there, or $100, or $20. They put what you can, but over time, it really matters. And of course, the reason we're talking about it now is tomorrow, Wednesday, any babies born on Wednesday, from 12 o'clock at midnight to the next night at 12 o'clock, they receive a $529 grant. And it's all privately funded. It's not paid for by tax dollars.
It's privately funded. It's not paid by tax dollars. How about that? How does that work?
Yeah, well, we make the bank do it. You know, we have a big investor, and one of the things we require of them is we need you to do things to help us get the word out and to help everybody have accounts. You know, it's easy enough for well-to-do people to have a Future Scholar account, but we're working for working-class people. You know, I'm a working-class guy. You're a working-class girl, and that's what we do is we got to go out and find more folks like that. You know, the plumber, the lady who works at the school in the lunchroom, whoever. You can go online and open an account in less than 30 or 40 minutes. It doesn't take hardly any time at all. There are no fees. You don't have to put any money right then. You just get the account open. And then as you get money, you can put money in there. And there are a lot of people who put money in an account once a year. They put their entire tax refund in there. Mm-hmm. You know, there are other people who the grandkids, you know, the grandparents will give money. So it's just a whole lot of different ways to do it. And it's a great for me to be able to talk to folks down in Greenwood about this because it's so important for working people to be able to save for college.
That's right. So this is a program that is really what you call a no-brainer, right?
That's it. That's it. You can go to futurescholar.com, and you can have an account open literally in less than 30 minutes. And you don't have to pay a penny for it. It'll just sit there until you get ready to put money into it. I won't give a lot of presents to kids that I don't know all that well. Even nieces and nephews are out of town. But if they have a college savings plan, I will always write a check. And because that's meaningful, right?
Right. Actually, it sounds like something you need to do like, you know, a week or so after the child is born, right?
You can even do it before the child is born.
Oh, but, okay.
You open it up in your name and then you transfer it. This plan that the government's provided with us is so flexible. Say you've got two kids, but you really only got money for one. So the oldest kid, you open up, you put money in there, and maybe he or she goes into the military or they get a scholarship. You can transfer that money to the sibling, and it's no charge.
Wow.
So it's just so easy. It's a great program. If all of government operated like the 529 programs, this Future Scholar program,
right?
People would love government.
Now, is the 529 program specific to South Carolina, or is it around the country?
Each state has one. We're one of the more successful ones. We have $3.6 billion in our fund, and it's highly rated. It's the investments are good, strong, conservative investments. Our fees are low, and we spend a tremendous amount of time making it easy to work. We understand not everybody went to law school. Not everybody's a financier. So we've done it in such a way that the average person can open it and go right into it and put some money in there and start saving.
Wow. You know, that is so good to hear. And I know your fights have been to make sure there was transparency and low fees. I know that was one of the things when you came into office, you wanted to check all our accounts in South Carolina and make sure that we weren't being overcharged.
That's right. And we've been able to get those fees down from the pension plan was paying $468 million a year in fee. We're down to $250 million now. And that's where we need to be. It just sounds like a lot of money, but that's fees on almost $30 billion, right? So it's reasonable. The $468 million was a waste. We were that $225 million that we paid out in fees should have been invested in bringing money back to South Carolina. But every year it went off the New York and the London and Washington, wherever the money managers were. So fees are just so important. You know, I'm sitting here at the State House. I'm looking out the window, and I see a college graduate walking across the campus grounds with their gown on, their hat. They're going to take some pictures. I guess there's a graduation here somewhere. And I'm thinking, if life was real, she'd be dragging a load of debt behind her, right? You know, she'd have a wagon showing
right.
that debt. Because she's all smiles, but she probably is going to have a loan payment for 20 years. And what we got to do is just make sure that they don't. You know, and I didn't see you. I was at Atlanta a couple weeks ago, or last week, or
yeah,
2 weeks
you
ago.
Were.
And I gave the commencement speech. And it was to see those kids, young adults, it was really nice. I've been dealing with a lot of big national issues, and you see things that happen around the country, and you think, well, this is all crazy. But that group, there was a 400, I think, graduated. There were about 2,500 people in the arena. These were honest Americans. They were working hard. They had foreign students there from Kuwait, I think, in Saudi Arabia. They had some folks from Latin America. I mean, they had folks from Denmark. It was a great environment, and I was blessed to have gone down there. But it redoubled my effort to work on this 529 plan, the Future Scholar college savings plan, because we've got to start saving money if we want our kids to go to a good college. And, you know, Landers become quite a university now.
Yes.
And I'm proud of it. And I think we need more Landers and less Harvards, if you get my meaning.
Well, I think so. But, you know, Curtis, I was surprised because I thought with you coming to give the commencement speech, maybe you were going to do like that gentleman down there at Morehouse College and just pay off all those college debts.
I thought about it, but you know, I got a vacation coming up. I saw that. But he's a billionaire, and not to put too fine a point of it, I'm not. I need to tap into that Eller
right,
Foundation.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey. I thought that would be so cool that you could just come in and just write the check and pay them all off. Wouldn't that have been awesome?
Oh, it is fantastic. If I could, I would. But I'll tell you what, I'll do the next best thing. And we hadn't talked about the unclaimed property program in a couple of years. We've worked the unclaimed property fund from $350 million. It's now $650 million. And that's, for people who don't understand about the unclaimed property, it's when a bank or a mortgage company or a doctor's office or a water company or a rental, you know, apartment rental company, if anybody has money that belongs to somebody, and they can't find that person, they're supposed to spend it to the state treasurer's office. I've been going up north. I've been getting after these big insurance companies and banks, and we have $650 million. And the hardest problem we have is people don't believe they could have any money. And we give out checks for $100,000, $200,000, $400,000. A lady, I just had my picture taken with her 5 minutes ago, $12,000. She had no idea it was coming to her.
Wow.
Most claims, of course, aren't that big. They're, you know, $50 or $100 or $300. But if you go to the treasurer's website, you know, just go to the state treasurer of South Carolina and make sure you're on that page, my page there, and then hit unclaimed property. Put your name in. Put your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad. Put your church. Put your Girl Scout troop, because they all got money. We returned $11,000 to a Girl Scout troop the other day. I sat down last Wednesday because I had 5 telephone interviews to do in the morning. And in between my interviews, because I didn't have time to do anything, you know, meaningful, I just started looking up friends. And I placed $161,000 that morning by myself. 1 in 3 or 4 people will have money. So if you sit down and you look up Ann Eller and you look up your store manager there, you look up your neighbor, you look up the mayor, you're going to find people money. And if you don't find it for yourself, it's still a lot of fun to pick up the phone and call somebody and say, guess what? I found you $350 down at the treasurer's office. You owe me lunch.
That is pretty neat. And that is an important thing to know. And it, you know, people forget about it, right?
Yep. And if you find some money, you can put it into a 529 program. Think about that. I mean, the lady just here, she was works at a little doctor's care type place. She had no idea that she was due $12,000. Had no idea. And now she came by, she picked up her, well, we had a big check and a little check for her. She had her picture taken, and of course she was all smiles.
Absolutely.
The largest check we've handed out was $900,000. You know, people have inheritance they never knew anything about. People buy stock options and think they didn't transact and find out 5 years later, not only did they transact, but they're worth, like a call I made the other day, worth $323,000.
Wow.
Now, again, not everybody's going to have that kind of money, but when you give a working-class person in South Carolina $300-$400, that's meaningful. That's their medicine money. That's the money that gets their kid back in school. You know, it just is meaningful. It gets their car fixed.
Absolutely.
So if everybody's got a chance, just go to the, you know, Google State Treasurer South Carolina, go to the Unclaimed Property Program. It's free. It's always free. You don't pay a dime to the state. We do it for free. And you put your name in and check everybody. And you put in all those old boyfriends of yours. You might find one of them got rich.
Yeah, but how come I'd have to give them the money, Curtis?
Well, I can't thank you enough. And as soon as I hang up, I'm going to look up you.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
I'm going to do.
Well,
I know where the big money is down there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's really great what you've done, Curtis. And you certainly have been tireless. And I know when you first started there, you got a lot of abuse. But it seems like you've made some good changes down there.
Well, we fixed a lot of things. And, you know, it's not easy. When you're dealing with large sums of money and people are getting a cut of it, they don't like it. And we cut out so much of that. And so that those people are still mad at me, but they're quiet now. And so now, we, you know, this office, treasurer's office, manages $45 billion. That's with a B. $45 billion a year. So what we've got to do is to make sure that it all stays with the state. It is invested so that the taxpayers get the benefit of it. You know, and every day we send out millions and tens of millions of dollars of checks all around, not just South Carolina, but the country and the world. So we got to make sure all that money gets where it's supposed to go safely and securely and quickly. And we do. So I couldn't be prouder. I got a great staff. They do all the hard work. I get to do the easy work.
Well, Curtis, this has been really great. And again, you know, if anybody's close to having a baby, tomorrow's a great day to have the baby, right?
That's it. That's it. And when you hear if somebody having a baby, you call us. We're talking to all the hospitals, but it's good because of the 200 babies born tomorrow, we probably won't get but 100 of them.
Wow.
So that's 100 people that miss out. So we need everybody's help. You hear if somebody's having a baby, you let us know.
All right. We'll do it. Curtis
Thanks.
Loftus, state treasurer. Thanks
Thank you,
so
Andy.
Much for calling us. It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to check you out right now, sister, see if we owe you any money.
I doubt it.
All right.
Thank you very much, Curtis. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. That was our treasurer, Curtis Loftus, right here for the great state of South Carolina, telling you if you're having a baby, if you've got a family member having a baby, tell them to push for tomorrow. It's worth $529 to go into a future scholarship program that will help that child make a difference in the world when they get ready to go to college or technical school, any of the schools that will help you.